In 2008 and 2020, Ohio's unemployment insurance fund was tested by a national recession and failed both times. This resulted in the state needing to borrow money from the federal government to pay out unemployment benefits. Those billions of dollars in loans had to be paid back with interest. Ohio plans to use COVID recovery dollars to pay the current $1.4 billion it owes the feds this time around. But Governor Mike DeWine wants lawmakers to make the state fund solvent.
So we're recommending we pay off the debt, but we still are left with a structural problem.
Ohio businesses are currently paying into the unemployment system based on the first $9,000 of an employee's taxable wages. Tim Berga is president of the Ohio AFL-CIO, which represents unions. He says that's the lowest taxable wage base compared to Ohio's five bordering states, and increasing the fees on businesses will shore up the fund.
When you look at how frontline workers have put their health on the line to get us through this pandemic, I think we're going to see an opportunity where the employers will understand that they need to step up and just do the average of what the rest of the country is doing to help move the system into a solvency place.
Roger Geiger, executive director for the Ohio chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses, agrees there needs to be what he calls an honest discussion on increasing the taxable wage base in Ohio, but says fixing the unemployment fund means finding a balance.
You can't tax your way into solvency. That's unfair to Ohio employers. And I agree you can't cut your way to solvency in terms of cutting benefits. It's got to be a combination of the two.
Geiger says some ways to address potential cuts to benefits, which are controversial for groups representing workers, includes decreasing the number of weeks in unemployment payout, changing the increased benefits for people with dependents, and freezing payout increases until the fund is solvent. Kevin Schimp, director of labor and legal affairs for the Ohio Chamber of Commerce, says his group is ready to have conversations about reforms, but says it's going to take more than what he calls tax hikes on businesses.
Reforms should include changes to the inputs and the outputs of the system.
Berga with the AFL-CIO says keeping employee benefits in place will make Ohio competitive.
Ohio was always known as a state that had compassion for its workers, therefore it attracted the best and brightest workers in the country.
But business groups, such as Geiger's NFIB, says solely relying on increased fees on businesses will put a burden on companies that can impact wages and hiring. Republican leaders in the Ohio House and Senate have said they want to take a closer look at addressing the state's unemployment structural issues. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.